Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadiches, the eighth parak of Shoal Sapara. This parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Reb Yaakov Moshe ben Reb Binyamin Yosef Alav Hashalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara in the previous Daf said, according to the opinion that Bari Veshema La Bari Adif, that the Mishnah's case is where the defendant must swear because of motive b'mixas, a partial admission. Here, the Gemara explains that the first two cases where a dispute arises over when a cow died while borrowed or rented, or about two cows, and the final case, a dispute over which of two cows died, the borrowed or the rented, is about three cows. In the first cases, the owner claims that both cows, which were borrowed for some time and rented for some time, died while borrowed. The defendant responds, Chadda ein be'idin she'ila mesa. Regarding one cow, it did indeed die while borrowed. Ve'idacho yadani I be'idin she'ila mesa or be'idin schiros mesa. However, regarding the other, I don't know if it died while borrowed or while rented. In the final case, the owner claims he gave two cows as a loan and one as a rental, and both borrowed cows died. The defendant admits that one borrowed cow died, but is uncertain which of the other two died. In all cases, the defendant must swear, and since he cannot, he must pay. Point number two, Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked, Shal Babalim, if one borrowed an animal with the owner servicing him, Schar Shal Babalim, and then rented it from him without the owner servicing him when the rental began, does the Balavimo exemption apply during the rental period? Do we consider the two periods of Shmira as separate transactions, and he would thus be liable for Geneva Vaveda for the rental? Or do we say, Schiris B'She'ela Meisha Shaychei, rental is connected to borrowing, since the liabilities of the rental, Geneva Vaveda, were already present at the time of the loan? Thus, we may view the rental as a continuation of the original loan transaction, which was made with Balav Imo. The Gemara then asks, if we assume the latter, what about the reverse case where he rented the animal with Balav Imo and then borrowed it without Balav Imo? Here the borrower's liabilities are not all included under the original rental since a shoel is liable even for onsin. Or Dilma came to Shaykh b'mixas, or perhaps we say that since it's partially connected with the rental since they share the liability for Geneva v'Aveda, command the Shaykh b'kulidami, it's like it is completely connected to the rental and he would even be exempt for onsin. The Gemara proceeds to ask two more questions. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if someone is borrowing a cow, and the owner sent it to him with his son, his slave, or his shaliach, or with the borrower's son, slave, or shaliach, pater, the borrower is not liable until he receives it. If the borrower told the lender, shulchan biyad bini, biyad abdi, biyad shulchi, send it with my son, with my slave, or with my shaliach, or he told the lender to send it with his own son, slave, or shaliach, or if the lender informed the borrower that he would send it with one of them, and the borrower responded, shalach, send it, then if it died after being sent, the borrower is liable. The Mishnah concludes, v'kem b'shash machzira, and the same applies when he returns it, that it remains the borrower's responsibility until it reaches the owner, or until he sends it on the owner's instruction. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara in the previous daf said, according to the opinion that Bari B'Shema love Bari Adif, that the Mishnah's case is where the defendant must swear because of motive b'mixas, a partial admission. Here, the Gemara explains that the first two cases where a dispute arises over when a cow died while borrowed or rented, or about two cows, and the final case, a dispute over which of two cows died, the borrowed or the rented, is about three cows. In the first cases, the owner claims that both cows, which were borrowed for some time and rented for some time, died while borrowed. The defendant responds, Chadda ein be'idin she'ila mesa. Regarding one cow, it did indeed die while borrowed. Ve'idacho yadani I be'idin she'ila mesa or be'idin schiros mesa. However, regarding the other, I don't know if it died while borrowed or while rented. In the final case, the owner claims he gave two cows as a loan and one as a rental, and both borrowed cows died. The defendant admits that one borrowed cow died, but is uncertain which of the other two died. In all cases, the defendant must swear, and since he cannot, he must pay. Point number two, Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked, Shal Babalim, if one borrowed an animal with the owner servicing him, Scharet Shal Babalim, and then rented it from him without the owner servicing him when the rental began, does the Balavimo exemption apply during the rental period? Do we consider the two periods of Shmira as separate transactions, and he would thus be liable for Geneva Vaveda for the rental? Or do we say, Schiris B'She'ela Meisha Shaychei, rental is connected to borrowing, since the liabilities of the rental, Geneva Vaveda, were already present at the time of the loan? Thus, we may view the rental as a continuation of the original loan transaction, which was made with Balav Imo. The Gemara then asks, if we assume the latter, what about the reverse case where he rented the animal with Balav Imo and then borrowed it without Balav Imo? Here, the borrower's liabilities are not all included under the original rental since a shoel is liable even for onsin. Odilma came to the Sheikh B'Mikzas, or perhaps we say that since it's partially connected with the rental, since they share the liability for Gneva V'Aveda, command the Sheikh B'Kuli Dami, it's like it is completely connected to the rental, and he would even be exempt for Onsin. The Gemara proceeds to ask two more questions. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if someone is borrowing a cow, and the owner sent it to him with his son, his slave, or his shaliach, or with the borrower's son, slave, or shaliach, pater, the borrower is not liable until he receives it. If the borrower told the lender, shulcho biyad bini, biyad abdi, biyad shulchi, send it with my son, with my slave, or with my shaliach, or he told the lender to send it with his own son, slave, or shaliach, or if the lender informed the borrower that he would send it with one of them, and the borrower responded, shalach, send it, then if it died after being sent, the borrower is liable. The Mishnah concludes, v'kem b'shash machzira, and the same applies when he returns it, that it remains the borrower's responsibility until it reaches the owner or until he sends it on the owner's instruction. All right, so now we get our siman daf tzadiches, and our standard siman relates to schok, and we use a clown as the siman, so here goes. The clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one. While his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him, tried to claim Baal Avimo still applies, concluded the show right after a clown dressed as an owner's shaliach announced the borrowed cow he was delivering had died in transit. Once again, in slow motion. The clown, that must be more daf tzadiches, tzchok. The clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died but wasn't sure about the other dead one, which reminds us, in the final case of the mission, the owner claims he gave two cows as a loan and one as a rental, and both borrowed cows died. The defendant admits that one borrowed cow died but is uncertain which of the other two died. In all the cases, the defendant must swear, and since he cannot, he must pay. So the clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one, while his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him tried to claim Baal Avimo still applies, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked, Sha'ala Bavalim, if one borrowed an animal with the owner servicing him, and then rented it from him without the owner servicing him, when the rental began, does the Baal Avimo exemption apply during the rental period? Do we consider the two periods of Shmira as separate transactions, and he would thus be liable for Gneva V'Aveda for the rental? Or do we say rental is connected to borrowing since the liabilities of the rental, Gneva V'Aveda, were already present at the time of the loan? Thus, we may view the rental as a continuation of the original loan transaction, which was made with Baal Avimo. So the clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one, while his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him had tried to claim Baal Avimo still applies, concluded the show right after a clown dressed as an owner's shaliach announced the borrowed cow he was delivering had died in transit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone was borrowing a cow, and the owner sent it to him with his son, a slave, or a shaliach, or with the borrower's son, slave, or shaliach, the borrower is pater until he receives it. So once again, the clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one, while his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him tried to claim Baal Avimo still applies, concluded the show right after a clown dressed as an owner shaliach announced the borrowed cow he was delivering had died in transit. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Tzadi Dalet. So the simmer Daf Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. So here goes. And the hunter, that must be more Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzad. The hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, you would not have to pay, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mas neshomer chinam uyos patim shvuah. A shomer chinam can stipulate to be exempt from making a shvuah that he was not negligent. Similarly, a shoal can stipulate to be exempt from paying, and a shomer sakra and sokra can stipulate to be exempt from paying and swearing. The Mishnah adds, Kol mas hamasha kasba Torah. Anyone who stipulates against what is written in the Torah, tano batel, his stipulation is void. The Gemara asks that a shomer stipulating to exempt himself is itself a condition against the Torah and should be void. Two answers are given, one being that even though monetary stipulations against the Torah are void, the Shomer did not initially obligate himself to more than his terms. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if a husband says, here's your get on condition you go up to the sky or on condition that you swallow a reed 100 amos long, the Tanakhama says the get does not take effect without fulfilling the condition. Yehuda ben Tema says the get is valid and taught a rule, koshi efshar lo l'kaima b'sofa, any condition which is impossible for one to eventually fulfill, v'hisna lav mitchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning, eino el kamafliga b'kasha, he's merely pushing her off, meaning teasing her, and the get is valid. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, was exempt when the hunting dog he borrowed died, since he had hired the dog's owner together with it. Which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hashoa Sapar Vishalba Aleha Ima. If one borrowed a cow and borrowed the services of the owner together with it, Usakar Ba'aleha Ima, or he hired the owner together with it, or he first obtained the owner's services and then borrowed the cow, and the cow later died, he's pati, because the Torah says, Im ba'alav imo lo yishalem, if its owner was with him, he shall not pay. However, if he first borrowed the cow and afterward obtained the owner's services, he remains responsible for any mishap, because the pasuk says, ba'alav enimo shalem yishalem, if its owner is not with him, he shall pay. Dav tzadihei, so the simmer Dav tzadihei is a tzahal, tank. So here goes. The tank enthusiast, tank, that must be on Dav tzadihei. Tzal tank. The tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, which reminds us, after deriving the liabilities of the various types of shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source of the exemption of Baal of Imo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura Umesa, applies to Geneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are Onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomasaka, whose exemption of Baal Imo applies to its liabilities, meaning Geneva Ba'aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Baal Imo exemption to Shomasaka itself. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Baal Imo, which reminds us, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Ba'alim, negligence of a shomer where the owner was in a service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's patur for other mishaps. The other opinion holds that a shomer is exempt even from Pshia, even from negligence in the case of Baal Imo. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Baal of Imo, and responded that this is only when the owner is in a service from the time of the loan until the mishap, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Lo'am hu chayev, the borrower is always liable unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, v'achiyu ba'alim mishal she'ela adshas shavur umesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time of the animal's limb was broken or it died. His opinion is refuted. Daf Tzadivav. So the Simon Daf Tzadivav is a town crier, someone who calls out the king's commandment. So here goes. The town crier, that must be one Daf Tzadivav, sub, one who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks a series of questions, which Rashi explains to be about a borrower's liability. The second one being, if one borrowed a cow to appear wealthy through it, meaning so people extend him credit, is he liable as a shoel? Do we say, Mamona Be'ina, we merely require borrowing something of value, which is satisfied here, or must he also benefit from the borrowed item, but here he doesn't benefit from using the animal itself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, which reminds us, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, if one says, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, meaning he instructed him to service the borrower of his cow on his behalf, does this qualify for the exemption of Baal of Imo? Do we require Baal of Mamish, the literal owner, which the Shaliach is not? Or do we apply the principle of Shulchu Shaladim Kamoso, a person's Shaliach is legally like himself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me, together with my cow, to the man who was exempt when the cow he had previously borrowed died during his work. Which reminds us, the question was asked, if a borrowed animal is weakened because of work performed for the borrower, what's the halacha? Is the borrower liable, like for any mishap? Rav Chilki Abreid Rav Avia responded that the question implied that if the animal died from working for the borrower would be liable. To this he objected that the borrower can say, I didn't borrow it to keep it in an enclosure, but to use it. Rav agreed and ruled that not only were the animals weakened from work, but even Mesa Machmas Malach, if it died because of work performed for the borrower, he's pater. Dav Tzadizayin, so the simmer Dav Tzadizayin is chess. So here goes. The chess player, that must be one Dav Tzadizayin, chess. The chess player who lost the game on his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once borrowed a cat to eliminate mice. However, the mice banded together and killed the cat. Rabashi asks, "Ki meisim makamis malachi dami or lo? Is it like an animal which died because of its work or not?" Tosos explains that perhaps he should not have placed the cat among such a large group of mice. So the chess player who lost the game on his broiled cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-broiled, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, which reminds us, the next mission discusses one who borrowed a cow for half the day and rented it for the other half, or borrowed it for one day and rented it for the next day, or rented one cow and borrowed another, and the cow died. The owner says in the respective cases, the borrowed cow died in the final case, or it died on the day it was borrowed in the middle case, or it died while it was borrowed in the first case, claiming the borrower or the renter should be liable. And he responds, "Any yodea, I do not know, he's chayef to pay." So the chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, was told by his opponent, who was Bari, Yom Yamana, and he responded, "Shema, I do not know," which reminds us, the Mishnah's first ruling requires the defendant to pay when the owner claims the cow died while borrowed, and the defendant says he doesn't know. This apparently proves that if one says to another, "Manli biyatcha, you owe me a mana," "Omer eini yadea," and the other says, "I do not know," Chayav, he's liable to pay. Now, this case is a Machlokas Amoraim, where Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say the defendant is chayv since the claimant is certain, Bari, and the defendant is uncertain, Shema, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say he's patur because the uncertainty defense is not sufficient proof to require payment. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which deaf people question whether the worker is eating his own food and therefore has the rights to give the produce to his wife, or the produce is considered shal shamayim and he cannot? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number two, which deaf do we have a case where one borrowed two cows and rented one and admits that one borrowed cow died but is not sure the status of the second dead animal? That's on daf Tzadi Ches. Good. Number three, which deaf do we have in the Rav Habnuna holds Balavimo must be in the same work and until the mishap, but he's refuted? That's on daf Tzadi Hey. Good. Number four, which deaf do we discuss what the halacha is where there's a dispute if a cow died during its loan period or its rental period? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number five, which daf di machok is whether a socher is like a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf you discuss when a shoel becomes liable when the cow dies in transit? That's on daf Tzadi Ches. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn if one gives a get with a condition at the beginning that's impossible to fulfill, the get is valid? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number eight, which daf do you have a case where one borrowed a cow with the owner servicing him and then rented the cow without the owner servicing him? That's on daf Tzadi Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss if a borrowed cow which died while killing mice is considered mesa makmas malacha? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. And number ten, which daf do you discuss whether Baal Avimo applies with a shaliach or eved? That's on daf Tzadi Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.